Do you like what we do? Well, let me introduce you to Friends of NEAR. This is a way for you to support the great work of NEAR Media Co-op, which we here at NEAR think will give friends and family the chance to actively support the community media work we just love doing. Joining is easy, and you can find out more at near.ie/friends or by email to friends@near.ie. Go on, let's be friends.
Yes, this is Northside Today on NEAR 90.3 FM. And I am delighted. We're talking about the Broadcast Authority of Ireland. They have a central role to play in promoting diversity and equality in the Irish audiovisual industry. And the BAI has been engaging with its partners for a number of years on issues of gender equality. And to this end, they have developed a gender action plan. And there's a new sound and vision scheme which will focus on women's stories, which sounds really great. And I'm delighted to be joined now by Stephanie Comey of the BAI to tell us all about it. Hello, Stephanie. How are you?
Hello, Adrienne. I'm very well, thank you. And thanks for asking me to speak about our projects today. I'm delighted about the opportunity.
Not at all. And as woman to woman, it's great to have that there's going to be this scheme coming. So tell us all, what's it to do with?
Well, I suppose if I can speak just for a few minutes about the little story behind the stories,
please,
I guess.
Please, yes.
It's, we're the broadcasting regulator in Ireland. We've been here for a long, long time. And, you know, on and off, we've had initiatives to promote more women in the industry, more women working in the industry, including presenting. So it's great to hear your voice today, you know, and see that, you know, on prime time radio, and there's lots of people listening to you and they hear those women's voices, and we think that that's a really good thing in the world more generally. But I suppose over the last number of years, we've kind of become aware that, I suppose, post-recession in Ireland as well, and not just in Ireland, but across the world, those advances that might have been made kind of receded a little bit in the past. And we had a university conduct a research piece on women's voices on the radio, including women's contributors on panels and interviews and things like that. And they found something that was quite shocking, and the report was published, I think, in 2014 on our website. And I think from there we decided that it might just need a little bit more work and a little bit more focus then. So we've talked to a lot of people. We've talked to women who work in the industry. We've talked to organizations that represent women, and they told us, you know, what they think the BAI should be doing. And that's where the Gender Action Plan came in. And we said, well, we're the BAI, we're the regulator, what can we do? And we highlighted four areas that we were going to focus on, and one was to get data, and one was to support research, and the other one is the one that I'm here to talk about, really, is the kind of promoting opportunities to change the narrative as we see it. So we've been administering the Sound and Vision Scheme for a number of years, and the scheme is just a new iteration of the scheme, and we thought that it would be a really good idea if we asked for people to apply for projects for radio or for television that tell us about women's stories. And these can be fictional women or they can be real women. And, you know, if we talk about sports, for example, if we think about Irish sports, very often we think about rugby or we think about football. But actually the most successful sports person in Ireland is probably Katie Taylor.
Yes.
So wouldn't it be interesting to have a story of Katie Taylor on Irish radio or Irish television,
mm-hmm.
Or people like her, or women that we don't necessarily hear as much or know very much about, but that can tell us interesting stories about Irish women today.
Yes.
So that's the aim of the scheme.
That's fantastic. So is anyone can anyone just go and apply to yourselves? How do they go about then putting in these stories or going
through? It's a very good question. Well, in order to apply, you have to have a broadcaster lined up. So if you have listeners here that want to put a radio documentary or a radio drama or something that features interesting women's stories, they're going to have to approach you, Adrian, first, or somebody in the EFM and say, we have this great idea, we can get funding from the BAI, but we need a broadcaster to back us up. And that's the same for all broadcasters, radio or television, the commercials, the public service broadcasters, or the community radio stations or television stations like yourselves.
Mm-hmm. So that's the first step. Do they go to the station first or go to the BAI first? Which
I think they go to the station first and they pitch their idea, because when they come to the BAI, and we have a lot of information on our website, they're going to have to attach what we call a letter of commitment from a broadcaster that says, you know, yes, this broadcaster agrees to broadcast this particular program when it's finished. So I think the first step is definitely for people to talk to their broadcasters, and then to come to the BAI's website and seek information and apply for it. So we're closing this particular round on the, I think it's the 8th of May, 2019, so there's a little bit of time.
Yep.
To write the stories and discuss them with broadcasters, mm-hmm. and find presenters or topics or producers or whatever else might be required, and then apply before the closing date of May to the BAI. And after that, we'll look at all the applications that we have received, and we'll adjudicate, and then we get back to people and say, yeah, we think your project is a really good idea, and here is a sum of money to be able to make it.
Right.
That's kind of how it works.
That's it. It's quite simple, really, when you think about it.
It's never as simple as it sounds. I suppose I'm trying to make it simple, but you know, there is a process, and people have to apply and they have to meet a number of criteria. But I think there's a lot of information on our website, both on the application process and also on what types of projects would be looking at. The scheme is very much about Irish stories, so Irish culture, Irish heritage, Irish experience. And I suppose we're particularly looking this time around for women's stories as part of that. So Irish women's stories of culture or experience or heritage.
Right.
And there are a number of hoops to jump, and we have, you know, people who have applied to the scheme will know that, you know, we need a lot of documentation. We need people to tell us in quite a lot of detail what the project is going to be, who's going to make it, how much it's going to cost. So there's quite a lot of detail. But in very simple lines, yes, it is discussions with broadcasters and then coming to us on that basis.
And then, is there a time frame, if they get all of that in then by the 8th of May, is there a time frame as to when they have to actually produce the programme?
Well, that's a really good question. So generally, it takes us a couple of months to go through all the stuff and to adjudicate, and then we enter in contracts individually with people. Mm-hmm. So you know, if a producer in the RFM said had a successful application, then we'd get into contract with the RFM, and then we'd negotiate the dates. Generally, people are given a little bit of time to run their projects. Mm-hmm. So it could be on air by the summer or before the end of the year, or it could be on air later than that if the project is a longer project to make. You know, everybody is different and has different requirements.
Right, yes. So they get on to www.bai.ie. Is that
absolutely
where they get
that's
all the
exactly
information,
right,
and how to apply and everything else? And then, of course, they go to, you know, around the country. This is not just happening here in Dublin. It's around the country.
Oh, no,
so they can go to any station.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Any aspiring, I suppose, writer or producer, or any established writer or producer that has a woman's story or women's stories that they want to make and to tell, then should get in touch with their local stations and local broadcasters and see where to take that from.
Very good.
Definitely. So that's what the story is. So we're looking forward to all those women's stories.
I'm looking forward to it. I'll go and apply myself now, Patrick.
Yes, sounds good. I won't be looking at the application. I'm just pushing the gender agenda. That's all I'm doing.
Well, good for you. Because, yes, there does need a bit of balancing. It's very strange, really, to think about it. I mean, even in the amount of volunteers that we have here, there's, you know, an awful lot more men that come to radio and yeah. even on the national stations and that. So it is nice then to hear the female voice.
The United Nations has a very scary and also inspiring, I think, piece of research that they mm-hmm. conducted last year. Out of 120 popular films across 11 countries, only 31% of speaking roles were held by women.
Wow.
And only 23% of those films feature a female protagonist. So it's just kind of weird, you know, that we feel that it's not necessarily an issue, but if we look at it on the global scale, mm-hmm. it definitely is. And I think Ireland has a part to play in trying to redress that balance.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I'm delighted that you came on to speak to us about it, and I hope everybody gets their thinking caps on and gets creative. I'm sure they have inspiring women all around them, and they can do a programme on such women. So thanks, Stephanie, for talking to me this morning.
I really appreciate the opportunity.
Not at all. I'm sure we'll speak again. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.